as well. So lots of great stuff going on tonight. Lots of great reasons to go out and check out the Higher Ground Festival if you haven't already. Yeah, just go. There's something for everyone. And coming up next, we're going to switch it up a bit, going to go into more of a post-punk direction of the present and past. We're going to start off with a very short track from a new release by X-Ox. This is actually a band, it's a recording project, more experimental and synth-based, from Andrew Dixon, a Canadian-based artist who's primarily known for being the raucous lead singer of the very ramshackle and loud, legendary garage rock punk band Tricky Woo. And this is very different, but very cool. And we're going to hear the title track, Nervous Compliant. We're also going to hear new music from Toronto's Phantom Sender. And then some old-school post-punk stuff. We're going to hear some music from Delta 5, Fire Engines Magazine, new music from OCs, and more in this next set. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to Revolution Rock here, where we're broadcasting live from CJM FM studios here in the basement of the CAW Center. And also syndicating across several different stations in Canada. Let's get to it. This is music from X-Ox on CJAM and Revolution Rock.
how we always do it, so tough.
We'll be right back.
Is there anybody there?
Yeah!
Welcome back to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave. And we just came back there from a set, a little bit of a longer set, featuring a collection of newer and older post-punk, ending off with a track from The Fall's 1979 release Dragnet, which I believe is their second full-length album. We heard the track Psychic Dance Hall. Before that, we heard new music from OC's. They have a new album forthcoming in August, very soon, called Intercepted Message. We heard the song Stunner. Part of that, we heard music from Magazine. We heard something from their 1980 release, The Correct Use of Soap. We heard the song Sweetheart Contract. Part of that, we heard music from Montreal's La Sécurité. We heard the song Suspense, and that's from their latest release, Stay Safe, out on the Mothland label. We had music going all the way back to the late 70s. Prior to that, from Essential Logic, this was a post-punk-based band that was formed by Laura Logic, who briefly played in the band X-Ray Specs. She's on their lead-off single. She was the saxophonist, and she went on to form this band, initially doing vocals, and of course saxophone and other instrumentation. They had one full-length album, and they kind of reformed in the early 2000s, and they had some singles. This is one of the earlier tracks called Aerosol Burns. You can find this on a compilation which compiled a collection of all of their material from 2003 called Fanfare in the Garden. Part of that, we heard music from the Scottish, I guess you would call them post-punk, they would probably call themselves anti-pop band Fire Engines. We heard the track New Thing in Cartons, and that comes from the album Hungry Beat. We had music from Delta 5 before that, a really relatively obscure band that wasn't around too long from the UK. They actually featured two bassists in the band, and they're known for their song, you know what, the song is slipping my mind, the title, but it was used in an Apple ad not too long ago out of the blue, and I played a lesser-known track called Triangle. We heard that from the Singles and Sessions 1979 to 1981 from Delta 5. Part of that, we heard music from Phantom Sender, a newer bass band out of Toronto. They had an EP out earlier this year called Phantom Sender. We heard the track Solstice Ring. And then we started off, as mentioned, with music from the experimental synth project of Andrew Dixon. We heard X-Ox with the title track from their latest and so far only release, Nervous Compliant. Coming up next, we're going to be playing some more new music. We're going to be playing a series of tracks, actually featured three songs in a row from three different bands featured on the San Francisco-based record label Rocks in Your Head Records. And one of the most notable bands on this label is Sunny and the Sunsets, known for their really cool garagey releases. But they have a new release that came out in March this year.